and we'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight. They are the German Band Incorporated in Northwest Indiana. They play all around at Oktoberfest and probably year-round. They have a whole wide variety of things. And part of the people that are involved with that, they're going to talk about what they have coming up in the next month or so. It's Robert and Kirsten Sturgeon. So welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Hello.
We're so happy to have you. So the history of the German Band goes way back. Can both of you tell us a bit about it? It was so interesting.
Well, the German Band started by a gentleman named Nick Holzmer, H-O-L-Z-M-E-R, in Hobart, Indiana. And he went to Hobart High School. And they didn't have a pep band in the high school. So he gathered up four other people and called themselves the Hungry Five. Now, this is in the early 30s.
Late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah. And started playing at pep bands out of a number of books called the Hungry Five books. It was for five people. And so he continued to play, and they ended up getting some Lederhosen and decided to call themselves the German Band. And so they would play at park venue, eventually playing at park venues and parades in downtown Hobart and as part of the Rusty Pipes Hobart Band. But they were actually an individual group, and they would play at the Band Shell down by the lake in Hobart. And they would raise money for the Hobart Food Pantry, because Nick Holzmer and his wife Joanne both were very big supporters of the Hobart Food Pantry. So we would play there for an hour in a park for a bit to raise canned goods and cash. And the band slowly grew from that point after we became involved.
So, and you still support the food bank, correct? But Rob, didn't I read that weren't both, and I don't know if you're involved in this as well, Kristen, but didn't you bring in or bring back the Lederhosen?
Actually, I did. the band, because the Nick said his knees looked terrible, so he didn't want to wear a Lederhosen. And so they wore black pants, white shirt, and a green vest that Joanne, his wife, made for the entire band. And I thought if we were going to be a German band, we should look like a German band. So I started wearing Lederhosen, because Chris and I both played in another group out of Kalamazoo, Michigan, called Ein Prosit, and they all wore Lederhosen and dirndls. So I just started wearing Lederhosen to our performances in Hobart, and slowly it caught on with other people in the band. They liked the way it looked, so they would show up in Lederhosen, but Nick refused to do it. He was not going to wear Lederhosen again, because he said his knees looked terrible. And so I was kind of a standout in the group, and helped the band a lot, always, because the band was getting up there in years. The individual members in the band, it was an all-male band at the time. A traditional town band would only have men playing. And one of the reasons why Nick wanted only men in the group, because we would rehearse in the back of Kellen's Florist Shop on Main Street in downtown Hobart. Nick Holzmer owned Kellen's Florist Shop. We rehearsed in the back room where they would prepare the flowers. And the main reason why we did that was they had a walk-in cooler. And the cooler kept the beer at an optimum 50 degrees. So we would rehearse every Monday night in the back room. And the fellows were getting older. One of the oldest members we had in our band was Gene Beckner, and he played tuba up until age 96. Passed away at age 97. He was an amazing tuba player.
He was one of the original Hungry Five. He and Nick and Jim Schwoko, I think Daryl Traeger, and then there was one other gentleman, we didn't really know his name. Those were the original Hungry Five.
Right.
But Jim Schwoko played in the band, and in the German band, until late 90s, early 2000s, when he passed away. And Nick played until oh my goodness, early 2010s, and he passed away about when he was 91.
Right.
And then Gene Beckner played until he was 96.
Wow.
So they played all the way, most of their lives in the German band. Oh, Rob?
Oh, gosh.
Played
since?
Early 80s.
Yeah, early 80s.
Okay, and real quick, how many members are there in the band, like currently? And what? Tell us a little bit about the Alphenhorns. We only have about a minute left, and maybe tell us about some of your upcoming dates.
Well, when we're full staff, we really should have 24 players to cover all the parts. But usually we're right between 17 and 20 people, and including now women too, because hard to get players in general. The Alphenhorns, we started an Alphorn group in the band in 2016, and the Alphorn group also performs independently. We play at German Fest in Milwaukee. We play at Elkhorn, Wisconsin for Das Fest, but still we are part of the German band, and we also raise money for the Hobart Food Pantry. Go to the Facebook page.
Yeah, that's what we want. Tell the Facebook page how you can get and reach you.
It's the German Band, INC, and all of the performance dates are listed there on the website or on the Facebook page.
Excellent. So that's Robert and Kirsten Sturgeon from the German Band. Thank you for being on Art of the Year Spotlight.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And a Spotlight Extra, submissions for the $5,000 2023-24 Dixon Dance for Indiana dancers aged between 10 and 20 years old are due October 27th. Applications and more information is available at dixonassociate.co. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.